A familiar figure at any Occupy Albany event, Joanne Farrell was arrested twice on May 1st when protesters returned to state-owned Lafayette Park across from the Capitol building. One arrest for bringing a folding table into the park and the other for violating an 11 p.m. curfew. Albany County DA David Soares maintained his position, refusing to prosecute any occupiers engaged in nonviolent protests. But records of arrest are another matter. Kathy Manley is one of the attorneys with Occupy Albany. She says Farrell should never have been arrested in the first place.
She wasn't setting up the table. She was just standing there, and the police were engaging in a campaign of harassment all day long. They waited until the march left, so there weren't a lot of people there, and then swooped in and arrested her. And they didn't even know what to charge her with. They just wanted to arrest her. I don't know why. They knew who she was. They decided to charge her eventually with obstruction, which is completely ridiculous because she wasn't doing anything.
The Albany Times Union reported the State Education Department notified Farrell by mail that the agency had been alerted to her arrest via a Division of Criminal Justice Services tracking system. Her fingerprints were on file because she'd been cleared to work as a teacher for Rensselaer and Capital Region BOCES. Farrell hopes to resume substitute teaching this fall, but isn't sure how the arrest record will impact her ability to be hired. Albany Common Council member Dom Calcellaro, an outspoken supporter of Occupy Albany, is disturbed to see Farrell's arrest affecting her record and reputation.
But that is a problem with an arrest. It doesn't matter what it's for. Anytime you get arrested, even if you're found innocent and you go to trial, if it gets that far, the arrest always stays with you. That's an issue. I think that needs to be taken care of legislatively, that if nothing came out of it, you know, no crime was committed, nobody was prosecuted, that the arrest record should be either sealed or wiped away for good, because it shouldn't affect your future for something that nothing came out of it. But right now, our law doesn't do that. Our penal law allows the arrest record to stay.
Kathy Manley says legal action on Farrell's behalf is definitely an option.
I seriously think that we may be filing a lawsuit against the state police. I need to talk about it with the other Occupy Albany attorneys, but I think in her case, it was such an outrageous arrest.
Manley says whoever gave troopers their orders must be concerned about what the Occupy movement represents.
The 99% and the drawing attention to the vast income inequality in our country, and they want to keep us from being visible again and being visible in public spaces.
You think this order, the order could have come down from the governor's office, from the top?
Well, it came from somewhere pretty high up. You know, that's who's in charge, so that's my guess, but we don't know exactly.
Calls to the State Department of Education and the New York State Police were not returned in time for broadcast. In the Hudson Valley, I'm Dave Lucas, WAMC News.